Welcome to Chronicles of a Medium. I'm your host, Maureen Hashi, psychic medium, intuitive healer. Join me for compelling conversations into true crime, mediumship, and everything in between. Let's talk about the aftermath, spirit removal, and responsible ghosting. If you've been listening to the last few episodes about my friend and his experience with sacred grounds and haunted places, you'll understand why I'm giving you this message. Also, this is for anyone who is drawn into the paranormal. So after learning about my friend's experience and the Devil's Circle, I wanted to go a little deeper into the woods, so to speak, and explain further to help listeners who aren't professionals understand the real dangers about the paranormal. While many people are drawn to further understand haunting and spirits and have more experiences of their own, there are some things to consider prior to engagement with spirit. Not everyone is blessed like me to, from a very young age, grow up with a psychic mom. And those of you that don't know, she was a psychic. She was natural born, and it's a generational thing that continues to be passed down. She read tea leaves, did palm readings, and she actually used regular playing cards as a divination tool. It wasn't until I was doing research on the tarot cards, that we learned back in the 1800s they used playing cards. So my mom was quite tickled about that because she was never had any formal training. And she even dabbled in some witchcraft and casting spells and such because she didn't know any better. And soon she would find out the real dangers of that. So she no longer did that. And she actually shut her gifts down for a while. But that being said, it gave me tools how to keep things in the light for the best possible outcome for everyone involved. And it's a really fine line and easily crossed. Many people are seeking out a deeper meaning of life, and as such, a deeper connection and understanding to spirit and those on the other side. Here's what's frustrating. According to many paranormal platforms out there, the only way to get activity or a response is through negativity or hostility. I can assure you from my own lifelong experience, and I'm in my 50s now, this is not the case. In fact, there's a reason why I have so much evidential material on proof of life after death. The other worlds, in between ours, even gremlins, aliens, and fairies. Just using my cell phone to record audio or capture images of spirits. Because I'm a medium, I don't need extra equipment. I am the equipment. It's about trust and integrity and the authentic experiences that can come and be spooky without adding in the darkness. We also have a responsibility not to spread more darkness into the world through thoughts and actions. So for me, it's really important to explain and show a different side to my gifts because it is heavy. It can be unnerving, especially because most of the people that come through for me are murder victims. So now it seems to be a good time to talk about the spirit removal, especially after leaving a known location where darkness dwells, especially if you're seeking this out. listen, there's some tools you need to take with you before you do this, and they're not physical. When you go willingly into these locations, you give permission to the darkness to enter your experience, and by opening any portals through your intentions to have encounters, you also have to revoke permission and close the doors, so to speak. In other words, clean up your mess before leaving. Remember, the light in you is stronger than the darkness that is around you. And as long as the light lives within you, you will always be protected. So make sure that you maintain the light within yourself. So, how does spirit removal work? The process of removal isn't a one-off. Buried deep on a cellular level is the roots of attachment. And to permanently heal from the darkness, you have to determine how they came to settle in. So, let's start with symptoms. Always start with the physical. If you feel unwell and you're not sure, always go to a doctor to rule out anything physical. When you get a clean bill of health, you know it's spirit related. Now, for someone like me, I go to the spirit first and make sure that I don't have attachments, and then I go to the physical. But you have to do what's best for you. If you're concerned for your health, please seek medical attention. I am not giving you medical advice. When you have attachments, something just feels off. You begin to feel that you are cursed or have bad luck, drained, heavy, bogged down. You can experience flu-like symptoms that come and go, and a sense of being unwell, yet there's no physical explanation as to why you're sick. Headaches and energy drains around specific people and circumstances. Isolation, withdrawing from things that used to matter to you, changes in personality and cravings that aren't yours, meaning if you never drink and suddenly want to become intoxicated, that's a good indication you might have a traveler. Extreme bouts of rage and anger that come up out of nowhere. Weight gain, sometimes weight loss, depending on your circumstances, changes in your sexual activity, and unusual thoughts or acts of violence. While these symptoms can also indicate mental illness, this is why it's important to first rule out anything physical. And I can't stress enough that once you've been able to establish that it is an attachment, we can then look at how it came to be and how to release it. Attachments and understanding protection is really, really crucial and an important thing when working with the paranormal. One of the most asked questions I get, aside from love and money, is protection. How do I protect myself? First, don't play into the spirit world without knowing what you're getting into and how to safely navigate your way around without getting stuck into the darkness and the abyss. And like I said, there's a fine line and it can be very deceiving. You are the living, and you have the authority over life experiences, so stop giving your power away. Protection is very important, and you don't need to be a medium these days to need more spiritual protection. There are a number of effective ways to feel protected. Here's a few that I find useful and use for myself and my clients on a daily basis. Prayer. Understanding the importance of prayer and how to pray effectively is a big part of the process. And prayer. Yes, I said prayer. And I can feel eyes rolling and walls of resistance going up because so many of us have issues with an invisible force that we were taught as children. So I say to you, prayer works. Pray to whomever or whatever you believe in. You know, for me, I use God language, but you don't have to. You can use your own language. The technique is still the same. A prayer is important affirmation first and foremost. I call on God and the angels to shield and protect me from anything that does not serve my highest good, or for those that have ill intent, and to cancel any soul assignment that I did not sign up for. That's really important. Canceling the assignments on our lives that we did not agree to willingly or knowingly on a cellular level is super important. And that's a generational thing. And that's a conversation for another day. And one I will get into, but it's really important about canceling assignments. The secret to success of any prayer is the faith that we hold the moment we ask. We have to know it's done. Meaning you don't need to say the same prayer over and over again. Like when you're in a restaurant and you order a sandwich, you trust that it will come. And it's the same trust and faith required with prayer. Trust that your prayer for protection is granted the moment you ask for it. Next, you have to have authority over the spirit world. And as I've stated many, many times, if you've followed me for a while, you know that sometimes I repeat things because repeating helps it stick. What you allow into your life and entertain through your own thoughts and actions can impact your experience. So choose wisely. Here's a few mantras that I use on a regular basis. The light in me is stronger than the darkness that comes my way. You are love. You have love. You're loving. You're lovable. You can also put this in the first person. I am love. I have love. I'm loving. I'm lovable. If you're not sure how to pray or new to praying, here's a sample prayer, and it's simple, that was given to me by my friend, which I totally fell in love with this prayer because it says it all. Michael stands to my right. Raphael stands to my left. Gabriel stands in front of me. And Uriel stands to my back. I am surrounded by archangel power, love, and light. I am protected from all dark forces and evil energy. I am protected. And of course, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Like with anything, find your own words and your own prayers and keep it simple. You've been listening to Chronicles of a Medium. I'm your host, Maureen Hashi, psychic medium, intuitive healer. Until next time. So after listening to what it is to be recognizing when you have attachments, let's talk about how do you get rid of it. First and foremost, you have authority over your experience. You, the living, have the authority. And you cast it out in the name of God. So for me personally, when I feel I have attachments, I don't bother figuring out, why is this coming? Why is this happening? Chances are it's something that I've given permission to, or sometimes people just project their energy. And that's not okay. It's not okay to inflict your energy on anyone else's without their permission. So, figuring out for yourself when and where you gave permission. Next, you revoke it. I no longer give permission for you to dwell in my energy. I cast you into the depths of the sea, never to return, in Jesus' name. That's something that I pray for myself and for my clients, because I work with God and the angels, and that's what works for me. And I'm very mindful that not everyone follows God or has, a broken heart due to their human experiences with religion-based conversations. So do what works for you. I find that using God language when dealing with the spirit world really helps me. The other thing to remember is to remind the spirit, you do not have permission. You must go now, because we are the authority, because we're the living. And a lot of times people get confused about that. The other thing that makes spirits and attachments scary is sometimes when they come through, if they didn't have high moral fiber in this lifetime, that energy seeps through in the afterlife. So you're going to experience uneasiness. So for example, Charles Manson came through, you're going to feel uneasy, distrust, paranoia, perhaps danger, looking over your shoulder, feeling like you're going to die, or that someone wants you dead. When Mother Teresa comes through, you feel uplifted, inspired, insightful, profound peace, love, and joy. You get what I'm saying. So trust the energy that comes through. The other thing to do is put it in a love bubble. I encompass everything I do with love, because there is no higher vibration than love. It changes the dynamics and frequency we're putting out into the world. And I do understand that it's very difficult at times to show people that causes pain or harm love, you know? But regardless, you do it for yourself. You don't forgive someone because it's always good for them. You do because it's good for you. And holding on to negativity or hostility brings you down. If it doesn't feel good, get rid of it. Cancel, clear, delete the shit out of that. And then pick up something that's vibrationally a match to your desired outcomes. I desire peace. I desire love. And I fill my life with compassion, and I want other people to experience the same things, even if they've done wrong by me. So, encompass people with love. And say, I send you away with light and love, never to return again in all directions of time and space. That's a really important phase, because sometimes we have past life connections, even from our own past presently, you know, this lifetime. We make these connections, or we carry on things that we don't need to carry. So cancel the assignment. Cancel, cancel, cancel. I do a lot of canceling sometimes, some days. So keep that in mind. It doesn't have to be all weird, dark, and gloomy. If you find that you need to smudge your place, I often do. I will even use charcoal burning with resins. So frankincense, copal, whatever I'm drawn to, that's what I need for that time. So I'm not super complicated with rituals or anything like that. Just what calls to me. Like sometimes it's just Palo Santo. The other thing to remember is open your damn windows. Open a screen, open a door. Because if you're smudging and not opening, all you're doing is chasing the demons around with the smoke, and they're bouncing off the walls. So you got to give them an exit point too. Another really important thing that my mom taught me: when you hear a knock at the door, and you're not expecting someone, do you look first or do you open it? That's an important point to ponder, because my mom said, if you're not expecting anyone, always look through the door to make sure that there's someone physical there. And be mindful who you're opening your door to. Because if you open the door, that gives them permission to come in. We give permission to spirit activities through our thoughts and actions. So by thinking about something, you give it life, which gives it permission to live within you. Same thing for our actions. By going to haunted locations, by playing things with things, you're opening the doors, you're opening the portals, and like I said, clean up your damn mess, shut that door. You know, put everything back where you found it. Don't take anything home. Make sure that you've cleaned yourself off. Brush the sand, the dirt, off the bottom of your feet when you leave an area. I know it sounds kooky, but the more you do it, the less you track into your experience, the more power you have over the darkness. These are just a few things that I do for myself on a regular basis. And don't get me wrong, I'm all up for a good, spooky, scary story. But we don't have to live in darkness, because the truth is ghosts on a general level can be scary, right? We don't know who they are. And sometimes there's just spirits hanging out there that want to be heard. So it's up to you what you want to entertain. Anyway, this is your second sign-off in this podcast, because I was done, but I realized I'd forgotten to give you important tools. So you're welcome. Hey, listen, I'm not polished. This is unedited. This is real time. So I hope you enjoy the authentic me. You know, I'm not always organized, and I post when I feel inspired, which is also really authentic. I don't do anything forced. If I'm not feeling it, I don't do it. So sometimes there may be a long space between my new post and recordings, and then other times, like the last few days, you get new recordings daily. So you're welcome. Anyway, you've been listening to Chronicles of a Medium. Once again, I'm your host, Maureen Hashi, psychic medium, intuitive healer. Until next time, keep it real, people.